100.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Friday Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. Light rain, 38 degrees. It is 7:23, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Healthier Lyon County Grant Manager Daphne Mertens. Daphne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you, Ron?
Doing good, thanks.
We're doing good, and Daphne's joining us here. We've been talking with Daphne periodically and also Jackie Miller about different COVID-19 test and vaccination clinics over the past, really, 2 to 3 months, but we're shifting gears here, and we're talking about a special crosswalk project, which we've highlighted on our airwaves earlier. And the way it sounds, Daphne, is it's almost launch time here for this crosswalk project.
We're right there, Chuck. We're doing it Monday and Tuesday. Going to have 4 of our demonstration crosswalk projects installed on those 2 days.
All right. Well, let us know where this will be happening, Daphne.
Sure. So what we're going to do is an installation at 12th Street near Washington for our Walnut School kids. That's going to be the morning of Monday, March 21st, and that will be completely installed by lunchtime that day. And then in the afternoon, prior to school getting out, we're going to finish up with 24th Avenue, which is near the middle school, that crosswalk there, kind of between the middle school and Aldi's down on the corner there. And then Tuesday, March 22nd in the morning, we're going to install a demo project on Graphic Arts Road. That's the other side of the middle school and the opposite crosswalk. And then in the afternoon, 18th Avenue between Emporia High School and Flint Hills Technical College will be done by the time everybody gets out of school that day.
Now, this isn't just the fact that we're installing these temporary crosswalks. This is quite a bit different visually than what people have come to expect when it comes to a crosswalk, correct?
It really is. These are pedestrian islands, and they are best practice currently, not only to do a demo project to see how it works and get some community feedback, especially from parents and kids in the area, but also just to be able to have a pedestrian island where kids can go across one lane of traffic at a time instead of having to cross 2 lanes of oncoming traffic all in one fell swoop. Definitely a lot safer, particularly when we're talking about kids of all ages crossing a traffic-heavy area.
Well, it sounds, Daphne, like the install process is not going to take that long per crosswalk, is it?
It's really not. We have some great help. So we've had great assistance from the MUT board, and this project really was born with the MUT board, which is the Multi-Use Pathway Planning Board. That's a city-county board. So City of Emporia and Lyon County have been great partners as well with this. Lyon County Road and Bridge actually went out and helped us install some cameras so we could look at traffic yield rates. We've had help installing tube counters to prep for this project. So really a project the whole community has been a part of.
This is, let me ask you too, Daphne, obviously these are areas that are you know, target areas because they're mostly around schools. What's going to happen here with the information that you get, and really what types of information are you really trying to get here with this crosswalk project?
So what's going to happen is at each of these locations, there's going to be a yard sign at the start of the crosswalk that has a QR code on the sign. So anyone who would like to or is using that crosswalk regularly can use their phone to scan that QR code and be able to answer some questions. It will take them to a form with some pre-filled questions there for them to answer about what they think about this project and how they see it as beneficial or not beneficial. And then we will just be monitoring the project in that way with community feedback and the data from that. But this is just a really low-cost, interactive, and temporary project so that we don't go spend a bunch of money, and it may not be the best idea for that space.
if you find that it is a really good idea and people are really happy with the way things have turned out, is this something that could be permanent?
It definitely is. We'll use the feedback from the community and that data to determine whether or not that is a need, and then we'll look at funding opportunities. Help Here Lyon County has some funding already that we have through our Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways to Healthy Kansas grant, as well as our Chronic Disease Risk Reduction grant. So that will allow us to potentially put projects in place with permanent infrastructure if we determine there is a need for that.
And it really kind of, if this does wind up moving forward here, Daphne, it simply continues the long-standing now partnership here with the city of Emporia with some pretty significant sidewalk projects that you've had already the last 2 to 3 years.
Yes, it does. We look a lot at making sure that we are able to have active transportation in our community, and we're glad that the city of Emporia also sees that as a value. We don't want people to just be able to travel by car safely. We want them to be able to walk, bike, run, whatever they'd like to do to get from place to place. So definitely for kids, you know, mornings we have kids that are within a couple of blocks of schools, but they just don't feel safe walking in these traffic-heavy areas, or parents are worried about that. So they're driving kids to school and they could easily walk or bike.
Daphne, really quickly before we wrap things up here on our overall interview, I wanted to shift gears. We mentioned here about the test and vaccination clinics that Healthier Lyon County has been doing the last couple of months. What's your perspective on how those have done, and do we have anything else that's coming up here short term on that particular front?
My perspective is that they've gone really, really well, and we've been very surprised. Healthier Lyon County formed a HEAT team, which is a health equity action team. So we have a lot of people from key organizations in the community and who are part of our coalition who have stepped up, and they help us work these events and make sure that we get people to the events. And we really have just had great vaccination numbers at every clinic. We have heard that, you know, just about everybody who wants a vaccine has already got one, so these clinics probably won't go very well. But we found the opposite of that to be true. You know, we've had 30, 50, 60 people getting vaccinated at each of these little 3 or 4 hour clinics. So it's going really great, and we're really making a difference with that testing and vaccination in the community.
Yeah, those are impressive numbers indeed. And that's a positive turn for this community, no doubt about that. Well, we're looking forward to seeing the crosswalk activity blossom as we roll into spring early next week. Daphne, thanks for all you do, and as always, thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Chuck.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, that's Lyon County, Healthier Lyon County Grant Manager Daphne Mertens joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots next week, you can, because we have one Wednesday.